a number of people have been on to me, Dervla, about this over the past couple of years. Indeed, I had a similar emotion down 12 months ago, exactly, in relation to this. There is huge demand for it, and I'm thinking about suggesting starters in Longford. I'm thinking about people who would have hospital appointments, students going to ATU, people going into work in Sligo, and people going about shopping or whatever, their everyday chores. I know in my own village at Drummond, there is carpooling taking place there with parents bringing their children up and down to Sligo for ATU. So there is a demand, and I know that there is enthusiasm in Longford for it as well. Thought about it for a good while. I said I'd resubmitted the motion again. And I'm thinking about an early morning service, possibly starting around 7:15, 7:30 in Longford, and getting into Sligo in around the 9 o'clock mark, which would be ideal for the students and for the attending ATU and for people attending hospital appointments and people indeed going working in Sligo.
And what response are you hoping to get from Éireann Road Éireann or the NTA following your motion?
Well, I'd hope that it was. Believe it or not, the response last year, Dervla, when I brought it before the council was quite positive. That there certainly seemed the merit in having an early morning service coming in. And okay, it was going to be subject to a number of issues. NTA, the National Transport Authority, obviously would be funding the service, so they would be big players in it. And then Éireann Road Éireann then obviously would be doing the service. Now they'd have to look at when we're starting off in Longford, and you'd have crossing points with other trains coming from Sligo. At the moment, we have 8 services a day going to Dublin, and similar from Dublin to Sligo. So we have to make sure we have a slot that you wouldn't be holding them up. There is a couple of stations along the way that you can cross the trains. I'm thinking of my own station there at Drummond. You can cross in Boyle as well. So I think in my opinion we'd be able to accommodate a time that would be suitable for crossing trains there.